It's Tuesday Douche Day.
Or I just super Delta Bravo.
I'm just sick of having to hang out with this three-ball jackass from the state of Douchechusetts.
I got a real douche vibe from this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen this commercial yet, but the guy who used to do the Can You Hear Me Now commercials for Verizon is now doing commercials for Sprint, and he's sort of using the same tagline in a delicious bit of backstabbery. Dude's name is Paul Macarelli, and those Verizon commercials ended in 2011, so it's been a good 4.5 years.
I was going to say, he's got to be out of the contract. There must be a period of time where they, you know, say you can't. I feel like this is bad on their part for not putting it in the contract that you can't work for a competing company at some point down the line.
Well, they can't put in, like, indefinite terms on it, I don't think, right?
So, I think when your contract runs out, it runs out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and that's that. I don't know why they didn't trademark the Can You Hear Me Now, though, part. That's seems kind of weird for me for Verizon. But dude's name is Paul Macarelli, and you know, he hasn't set the world on fire with his other acting bits, you know. Probably did an indie movie here and there, and you know, a little bit of gay porn, you know, just to keep the lights on.
Well, yeah,
and
of course.
Now, Sprint picked him up, and here's the commercial.
Hey, I'm Paul, and I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon. Not anymore. I'm with Sprint now.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Good.
Yes, I can hear you now. So I switched to Sprint, and millions more have too. Can you hear that?
I was pretty I was pretty invested in him as the Verizon guy. I don't know how seriously to take him as the Sprint guy,
this but
it has got it has gotten my attention.
This is such a burn. Is it douchey? I don't know. I don't think it is.
Right,
you got to do what you got to do.
Here's where it will turn. Right now, I'm on the fence about whether or not it's douchey, but here's where I know it will turn to douchey if next year he's doing a T-Bone commercial. Because this is very Boy Who Cried Wolf to me.
That's right.
I mean, at least it's been 5 years, you know? So, okay, they've caught up with their coverage.
I would like to honestly.
You got turned. I get it. But if all of a sudden it's T-Mobile, then I know he's doing it for the money.
Right.
And then it's disingenuous.
I would actually like to know if he does indeed use Sprint.
Well, I think
you
does
have
for free
to.
Now,
yeah.
Interesting.
Like if Flo tomorrow goes to Geico, which, yeah, that would be a huge upheaval in the insurance ad business. Mm-hmm. Flo going to Geico?
Oh, I know.
But then if she goes to Allstate, then this whole thing is a racket.
Right.
I can't believe
then
commercials
anymore. Then you can't believe
anymore.
Anything she says.
No.
And then nobody wants to hire her anyway.
Okay.